When the legislative session winds down, there's often unfinished business. Anti-smoking advocates are working hard to keep a statewide smoking ban on Wisconsin lawmakers' to-do list. The floor period ends in March, and there's been no public hearing yet in the Assembly, only the Senate. UW-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin says financial and physical well-being are both at stake, creating a collision between health and economic concerns.
This is an interesting political problem because only about 23% of people in Wisconsin smoke. And so to that extent, there's substantial public support for a smoking ban. The trouble is that smokers are a particularly intense minority on this.
Smokers are joined in opposition by the Wisconsin Tavern League. However, efforts recently increased, directly or indirectly, to support a smoking ban in restaurants, bars, and workplaces. Public service announcements about secondhand smoke just started airing, and town hall meetings about the smoking ban are ongoing. Maureen Buzalaki from Smoke Free Wisconsin says pressure appears to be building for legislative action on the issue.
There have been 66 editorials on this issue in favor in the last 12 months, that it's time to move on and realize that Wisconsin is going the way the rest of the country is going, and that is going to be smoke-free.
Currently, 22 states are smoke-free. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.